Blog Talk Radio.
And this is what it says to Ecclesiastes, in chapter. Keep that foot in the very first place. Keep that foot from our doors to the house of unbelief. And be more ready to hear than to give a sacrifice of food. For they consider not they do evil. So I guess this is why a lot of people don't go to the sanctuaries of the Most High because they can't talk. They have to listen more than they talk, so they just rather not come at all. And the second verse, he says, be not rash, and let not, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before thee. Well, you in heaven and down upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Because when you begin to learn to let your words be few, then it demonstrates wisdom. And the scriptures say the multitude of words you want to see. The more you speak, the more likely you're going to see with your mouth. Most of the time people sin because they talk about things that they don't even know. Rumors, slanders, scorning. And these are all seen. And the third verse says, after the Creator has spoken, you more will hear it in the sight of boldness is the very thing he's going to say out of his mouth. Because he's just talking about talk. And this is, of course, something that a lot of people do. And then it talks about being rash with your mouth and hasting and letting the heart be hasty to understand before other people. In other words, you're talking, you're being rash, and the thing that you're saying is just anything. It's not the truth. You're just talking. And oftentimes, this is why a lot of people talk in a third verse. That's why I should have said it. For the dream comes through the multitude of this. In other words, this body is just a lot of business going on in that produce dreams. Just like a food boy is known by a multitude of words. So I can understand why Dr. Martin Luther King was out dreaming so much. Because he was doing a lot of things. And he was faced with a lot of oppression. And faced with a lot of hatred. And the more he told his dreams, the more he was hated. Whether his dreams were true or not, he was hated for it. All the people that come now and celebrate this day, back then, his word was not met with goodwill at all. Why do you think he was killed? Because he wanted something and dreamed of something that the world, and particularly America, did not want. Of course, they will tell you he raised the consciousness of America, and if he did that, then why are we still faced with the same conditions that we were faced with then? Discrimination, exploitation, racism, and anybody that breaks the bank of salt will let you know that all the gains that were paid is meant for things that have been lost. I remember time 60, and yes, I was born in 60. but they had all kind of black business. I remember we controlled our own community as far as commerce. We don't control anything about it. We have no control over the economic viability of our own communities. I was out of game. That sounds like a setback. There are many people that come in our communities. They seem to control it. And we seem to be victims of our own communities. But a dream comes with a multitude of this. And when you are oppressed, what's going to happen? You're going to have a lot of dreams. Do it seem strange to you that the only people drinking and the only people telling you about this dream for the most part and dream dancing black people? Unless there's a lot of white preachers, they do that as well. And but their dreams never impact the world. I've heard there's not one white dream that impacted the world. None, zero. But here it is. This man has a dream, and now all over the world, they're celebrating this holiday, and they're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. But it seems strange since the creator one that produced dreams. Why are they not talking about it? And why are they not talking about the very dreams that we don't have? So that was it. Because we are more divided today than we've ever been in the history of the world. First, more about dreams. In verse 6 of chapter, this is what it says. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angels that he was there. The wise is to keep up about the eye, as well as dreams. In concert with one another. But this is all the time for happening when you drink. Here's our thought. And you start telling people to dreams. That was an error. Wherefore should I be angry at the poor to destroy the work of thy hands and wash the sick? For in a multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse language. But fear thou, Elohim. Because a lot of times, if you keep talking, and that's what our people are known for, they just talk, no action. You get a lot of vanity. People saying things that they have no knowledge of. They just talking. And then we also in many words there are diverse vanity, but also in a multitude of dreams there are diverse vanities. And you just dreaming, but you don't realize this is just a multitude of this. But there are dreams that are relevant that you need to know about. And you will know about. But nobody's talking about these dreams. They're talking about their own dreams. Show me what the Creator said about dreams. silence. And watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. And what are we speaking about today? We're speaking about the truth. Because if you have a truth, where did this dream come from? Where was it produced? And what do this dream have to do with any good proposition for us as a people? We heard about these dreams, but these dreams haven't produced anything for us. Here we are, 50 years later, and as I've stated before, anybody that's worth a grain of salt, they would know we're faced with the same thing. We're just in the 21st century oppression, like they were in the 20th century oppression. Back in the 60s, the police was pulling them out of cars. Well, what do you think they're doing today? They were shooting them down dead. What do you think they're doing today? They were being hung and lynched dead. Not because they were breaking laws. Not because they were found doing unseemly things. Because they were like, well, what do you think is happening today? These people are not robbing banks. All Eric Garner was doing was smoking a cigarette. And selling some cigarettes and make a dime. That's all he was doing. As a matter of fact, he said himself he was selling those cigarettes. And he was choked to death. But what you think happens when they string you up and put a noose around your neck? Well, you choked to death. As I stated before, what was happening then is happening now. Just because you got some people making more money today don't mean we're better off as a people. They may be better off, but as a people, we're not better off. Let me show you. In the book of Numbers 12 chapter, watch what this says concerning dreams. Because a lot of people are having a bunch of dreams and they want to tell their dreams and talk about their dreams. And it's fine, because we all have dreams. But you want to separate your dream that we will see, I'm about to read about. Watch what it says. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, have Yahweh spoken over you by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us and Yah heard? Because as we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, be not hasty. It says, be not rash with our mouth, and be not hasty. Let not the heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim, for Elohim is in heaven above, and thou art on earth. So let thy words be few. And this is something that we don't want to do. Now, man, Moses was very deep above all of the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said suddenly unto Moshe and unto Aaron and Miriam, out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear my words, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in vision and will speak unto him in a dream. my servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. And you see how God, what Yah said? He said, if there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision. In other words, a vision is something, it's a revelation. It's something that God is going to allow you to see or to allow you to have understanding of. It's a revelation. He's going to show you something. But a dream is something he will speak to you in. So when people have dreams, the first thing they want to do is see if the Almighty has spoken to them. Because he speaks to us in dreams, but he makes himself known in visions. And there's a difference. And I'm sure. Because one of the very first dreams that a man had in the scripture, the first man that dreamed in the scripture, Yah did exactly what we just read. And this dream that this man had in the scriptures was not some vain dream that never occurred. As a matter of fact, the dream is happening today as we speak. And we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this dream is now. Watch what this says in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And what are we discussing and talking about? We're talking about our dream. Today, many people talk about a dream. The world is talking about a dream, but yet this dream has not produced people talking about the Most High. They honor the man, but where is Yah? Where is the honor of the Most High? Where is his honor? Since he's the one who produced dreams. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. And this was our ancient father, Abraham, whose name at that time was Abraham. 12th verse, and when the son was born, died, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon. So this dream that he had, it was not the dream of peace and people coming together and holding hands with one another and all races and all creeds and all religions and all colors of people will one day come together singing the old spiritual Negro spiritual, we have overcome. Even though they saying that and singing that as a memorial, in truth, they know we have not overcome. And they also know we ain't close to overcome. We're not even close. As I said before, it seems like we take two steps forward and 10 steps back. And watch what this dream produced. First of all, it was a horror of great darkness that fell upon him. And he said unto Abel, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve thee, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And what people do you know that has been afflicted for 400 years? And the world knows that they've been afflicted for 400 years. And that people are talking about their 400-year affliction. But it's only one people that is even talking about such a thing. And who is that? None other than a black man in America. Or the blacks in America. They're the only people that are talking about this. Here he is. January 8th, 2018, the Congress passed, the 115th Congress passed a bill that will commemorate the 400-year anniversary of the slavery of blacks in America. Racism is supposed to take place in Jamestown, Virginia in 2019. August of 2019. And there will be commemoration, not just one day, but through that whole year until 2020, commemorate the 400-year slavery of our people who came to this country as slaves. Of course, many of them say we're not slaves today. But anytime somebody is taken from their land through the act of captivity, and now are free and released to go back to their homeland, what do you call it? Slavery. They said, well, they were free in 1865. But if we were free in 1865, then why didn't they put us on boats and send us back home? Since they put us on boats and brought us in. To me, that it would seem fair to allow us to go back to which we came from. And I may add that when they take prisoners and they free them, they don't just take them out of jail. They let them go back home. Especially if they're foreigner, they put them on planes and send them all the way back to where they come from. But this was not done to us or for us. That's why they're able to commemorate an anniversary, because we're still here. Almost 400 years. Now, where else? That's history. That is a historical fact. Now, where did this history originate? Foretold. In a dream. A dream that one of our fathers, his name was Abraham, and he foretold this dream. And we today are a recipient of this dream. For there is no other people talking about commemorating a 400-year anniversary of us coming to this land as slaves. What else happened in this dream? Not only is this, and he said unto Abram, go and assure you that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not there. And is this land ours? No. and shall serve him, and that we serve our captors. Yes, we do. Are we still serving our captors? Yes, we are. And how do we know we're serving our captors? Because everything that we do benefits him, and none of the things that we do benefits us as a people. If we did things to benefit us, then we wouldn't have no problem. Surely we make a lot of money. Surely we've invented many inventions that have benefited America. Surely we have many scientists, entrepreneurs that have even built the very cities. Monument that's being talked about all over the world, right here in America. But how has building a White House by Black men benefited us? How did the invention back in the 1800s, the air conditioner, and all those things benefit our people collectively, and many other inventions for the hand of God? So we serve our enemies, and we have been afflicted, still being afflicted, with racism, discrimination, exploitation. These things are still happening today. And according to the scriptures, it's supposed to be happening for 400 years. This is a journey. Now we can look at this journey and say, my goodness, this journey is our reality. But these other dreams are not our reality at all. They're not even close to our reality. Our reality is we've been afflicted since we've been in this life. And let's see how much longer and how much more we will be afflicted. It says, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great suffering. And I can assure you, they know that they're being judged. They know judgment is coming. The people that are in power, they know judgment is coming. They understand what goes up must come down. And they can see the downfall of America right now. They all talk about it. Every day on the news, how America is embarrassed, how America, the values as well as the character, is being destroyed right before your eyes. Even world leaders around the world. And then look at America, what in the world is going on? Where this was a beacon of light, now people is holding on like dear Abby. The words of dear Abby, just to remain in the country. And their hope and expectation when they came to America is to be free. And they didn't know one day they will be just like us. Rounded up by heaven. And the land that they thought was free ain't as free as you thought. This was a journey. And not only that was the first journey, the scriptures ever speak of And I want to emphasize that 13th verse. This is, and he said unto people, Lord, assured you. In other words, I told you before, Yahweh, he will make yourself known unto you in a vision. But he will speak to you in a dream. And a lot of people tell him that dreams, but who spoke to you? In your dream is as relevant as your sin. Another dream I want to share with you, and we're going to get it a little bit more into this 400-year dream. But another dream is in the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter. And I want you to see. Now, why don't you see? I see all these so-called white scientists, about people on the internet talking about we the people and this, that, and the other. Well, we don't need people. But what source? Do they sound like a humble people that's telling you and showing the scriptures, going to the book of Genesis, as I did, the 15th chapter, to show that there will be a people that come from the seed of Abraham that shall be in a land that is not theirs, and they shall be afflicted and serve their enemies for 400 years? And what is that 400 years of? First of all, you got to accept the 400 years. We got people going around and saying that that dream was fulfilled in Egypt. He wasn't even afflicted for 400 years in Egypt. As a matter of fact, we're going to read it. And I'm going to show you exactly what it says happened in Egypt. What is Genesis, the 28th chapter? Starting at the 10th verse. Because we talked about this dream that God spoke to Abraham in. And we are living out that dream today. Genesis 28, verse 8. And Yaakov went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all the night because the sun was set from that place and put them for his pillow and lay down that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder sat up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on them. They're going up and down this ladder. And behold, Yah stood above and said, I am Yah Elohim of Abraham, thy father, the Elohim of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give. And to thy seed, and thy seed shall be a dust of the earth. In other words, I think we keep talking about a third of this and a third of that, but the scripture says our people shall be like the dust of the earth. Who can count the dust? It says, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. In other words, that's how many people will have, you will have, this is how many people will come from your seed. They will have spread it all over the earth. And watch what it says. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Who's talking about that? Is this what these scientists are talking about today? They're telling you that you're Israel and that you believe in us. They're telling us that we already don't be Israel. Their words are worth nothing to me. The scripture says all the families of the earth shall we bless the seed of Jacob. Now, how do we know we're the seed of Jacob? Because we the only people, and I mean the only people on earth that are talking about a dream that we will be in a land that is not ours for 400 years. This dream is not about no Indians. This dream is not about no Mexicans. This dream is not about no Hispanics and Chinese. This dream is about the blacks in America that came to the shores of this country and abroad for 400 years. We're the only people that this country in a couple years will commemorate the 400-year anniversary of us coming as slaves. And here it is, the son of the man that had that dream, or the grandson of the man that had that dream. It talks about his not only being Christ, but in thy feet shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And who's talking about that? And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places where thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Yahweh, Jacob, awaked out this one, and he said, surely Yah is in this place, and I know it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of Elohim. And this is the case of heaven. And no, this is not the Vatican. Somewhere in it. It's going to tell you where it is. Nowhere is this place in Ethiopia. Nowhere is this place in America. But it's going to tell you exactly where this place is. And Yahweh woke up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his covers, set it up for a pillar, poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Babel, which means the house of Elohim. But the name of that city was called Love at the first. And y'all know where the house of Elohim is. And y'all know where the house of Elohim was. Yes, in Jerusalem, the city of peace. And of course, there is no peace in Jerusalem today. And why? Because the original people are not there. Where are they? Were they in the land of their enemies? Well, they will be there, but they will be afflicted, and where they will serve for 400 years, as the dream states. Now, if you want to make the dream that did come to pass true, but the dream that did come to pass not true. And here it is, since we dealt with dreams, I have a dream. This is a dream that we can see have historical precedent. And all we got to do is look at history and watch history fulfill itself. And further, show you another dream since we've done it with dreams. In the book of Genesis 37. Because these are the truths that have impacted not only our people, but these dreams have impacted the world. An afflicted, oppressed people in America mean so much and have so much impact on people around the world. The world talks about this afflicted people. Because little do the average person in the world know, we are the people that the book speaks of. Yet these dreams are about us and who is us. This so-called black man, who you think is talking about commemorating this 400-year anniversary. In the book of Genesis 37, for those who don't know, maybe you just hear me for the first time, just to show you I'm telling the truth, look up Bill 1242. Bill H.R. 1242. The 115th Congress. And see what bill they passed January 8th, 2018. In the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter, or 37th chapter, I apologize. Genesis 37. Here it is. Another dream. And watch what it says. Because I want you to see that this dream had nothing to do with Egypt. That's what a lot of people say about that. That dream was fulfilled in Egypt. This dream had nothing to do with Egypt at all. But there is a dream that had a lot to do with Egypt. And I'm going to show you that now. Watch what it says in Genesis 37. And Yosef dreamed the dream. And he told it to Brock. This is Genesis 37, chapter 5, verse. And Yosef dreamed the dream, and he told it to his brother, and they hated him yet the more. In other words, oftentimes when people tell their dreams, this is why many people, I'm assuming, don't tell their dreams. A lot of times their dreams don't come to pass, or it will make a person mad. But even if their dreams do come to pass, they generally make them mad. And a lot of these dreams that these preachers are telling people, these dreams almost never come to pass. Some of them do, but most don't. And the ones that don't, you think the preachers go back and say, I didn't get that from the Most High. God, I did. No, they don't humble themselves because the Creator told us He will speak to us in dreams. And I'm always asking people, if you have a dream, what did God say? Because that's how He speaks to us in dreams. Except for Moses. Watch what it says. The fifth verse. And Yosef dreamed a dream, and he told his brother they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, here I pray you to dream which I dream. For behold, we were binding sheep in the field, and both my sheep arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheep stood around about, and made obeisance to my sheep. And the brother said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream. That's why people, they ask me about dreams. even if I talk to a lot of dreams, they're not going to believe it anyway. You're going to ask them a bunch of questions, but they're not going to believe the dream until it comes to pass anyway. So watch what it says. And so it is his brother, and said, behold, I've dreamed the dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to me. And he told his father and his brother. And the father rebuked him and said unto him, what is the dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and our father and our brother and thee come to bow down ourselves to thee in the earth? And his brother envied him. So I told you, envy is not a good thing when you start envying. But his father observed the same. In other words, he was mad at him and he rebuked him, but he still observed the same. But when did this happen? When did this dream manifest itself? Well, I'm going to show you. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, this dream manifested itself in Egypt. How do we know? Where do you think they bowed to Joseph at? They hated this man. So these black men, they don't bow to. Except that they know that he said they were going to bow to in the room. And his father and his mother, of course, his mother died. And somebody might say, well, his mother died. So this prophecy, how could this prophecy be true? Because his biological mother was not just his mother. He also had stepmothers as women. And yet, he seen them all, except for his biological. Watch what it says. Speaking of his same dream in the book of Genesis 41. Because the dream that manifested itself, and we're going to talk more about it, the dream that manifested itself from Abraham, we're living that today. We know these people talking about 400 years commemoration here in America our plight here in America. And you got many people that tell you that we've been here over 400 years. So why are they celebrating the 400-year commemoration? And we've been over here more than 400 years. That don't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you? In Genesis 41. Again, our father Joseph told them about this dream and how he would be over his brother. They would bow to him, father, mother, all of them. And of course, they did it. So you can understand this dream. In the 9th verse, this is what it says. Then spake the chief brother unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my falsehood that Pharaoh was wroth with his servant, put me inward, and the captain of the guard thou both being the chief actor. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and you. And we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his interpretation. He did interpret. And it came to pass that he interpreted to us, so it was. Me, he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. Then they were sent and called himself, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, changed himself. Changed his rank, came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, And it is not of that kind. And I've heard say of people that thou can understand and train to interpret and yourself and the faith, saying, it is not in me. Elohim shall be in Pharaoh and answer of peace. And this is the first thing you want to know about people who interpret dreams. The dreams don't come from a man, and a man don't interpret dreams. Interpretation, as well as dreams, come from the Most High. Many of them, many of the dreams are just mere vanity, because it came through the multitude of people, just like a hopeless note through the multitude of words. In my dream, behold, I stood up, stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out the river seven times, fat flesh and well favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kinds came up after them, poor and very ill favored, lame flesh, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt before. Bad. And the lame and the ill favored kind did eat up the first seven fat kinds. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. But they were still ill-favored. And at the beginning, so I woke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 years came up in one spot, full of good. And behold, 7 ears with it, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after me. And the third year devoured the seven good. And I told this unto the magician, but there was none that is declared to me. And yourself said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years. And the seven good years are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill favored times that came up after them on 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of battle. This is the thing which I've spoken unto faith. What Elohim is about to do, he shall favor. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the men of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of battle, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine fall, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will surely bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out of me and screen a rock, set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land and take up and kill part of the land of Egypt in the 720th year. And let them gather all the ears that come and lay up corn under the hand of it, and let them keep food in the city. And their food shall be for store to the land of Egypt, 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not for the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, not in the eyes of the servant. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such as a one as this is, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And I tell people all the time, that's who you should be looking for. A man in whom the spirit of Elohim is. Just because a man say he a priest, a Kohen, just because a man call himself not thief or a prince, just because a man call himself a moderator, just because a man call himself a minister, doesn't mean he has the spirit of God in him. If you want to find a man that has the spirit of God in him, should not that man have to show you something? Show you an interpretation of something? Should not he be able to show you visions? Well, this is what yourself will do. Thou shalt be housed according to thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto himself, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And show you what happened. Because when 7 years of plagues came, everybody was good. Nobody meant to see Joseph. But in the 7 years of fasting, everybody had to see Joseph. That's where people begin to see his authority and his rulership in Egypt. Not when it was good, but when it was bad. So, where do you think you're going to start seeing Yahweh Shepherd, Yahweh Chief, Yahweh Prince, Yahweh Command? Not when it's good, because you're not going to listen anyway. But when you start seeing the trouble that will befall the inhabitants of this country and the world, then you're going to see manifest that one. Now, during the years of plague, he was back. People knew that this was a man of Elohim who had the spirit of Elohim in him, but not everybody. But this thing will be manifest. Now, here he is. Joseph brothers, just like all the other people in earth, had to go into his teaching. And what Joseph said, maybe it is about him. But I want to get to the point. And you'll find this in the book of Genesis 45, starting at the first verse. This is what it says. Then Joseph could not frame himself before all of them that stood by, and he cried out and called every man to go out from him. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brothers, I am Joseph, whom my father yet sleeps. And his brothers did not answer, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brother, come here to me, I pray. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me here, for whom did send me before you to preserve my life. For these 2 years have a famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which shall neither be any nor harvest. And now he sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not Judah, but Elohim. And he has made me a father of the faithful, master of all this house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste, go up to my father. Say unto him, Thus says thy son, Yosef, Elohim hath made master in all of Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, and thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flock, thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou to thy household, and all that thou hast come to father. And never tell you something that nobody else has showed you, hasn't even tried to show you, and he can and will show you, other than those who are from me. That from the time that our people went into Egypt in the 2nd year of the famine of our father Yosef, that was produced through a drink, exactly, and I mean exactly, 430 years later, our people came out of Egypt. And I can show scripture, proof, and show that it was exactly 430 years as the dream prophesied. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And what are we discussing? I have a dream. What sense do a dream make if it's not going to benefit who needs all the benefits in the world? Who else needs that to be benefited? The dream we hear about today, that has benefited about people in the world. Because our people are faced with the same discrimination, exploitation, racism, and division that they faced in the 1960s. It says in Exodus 12 chapter, the 40th verse, Now the sojourning of the children of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. It didn't say nothing about the affliction, the slavery, the servitude of our people in Egypt was 430 years. Matter of fact, it didn't say nothing about affliction, nothing about slavery. Until a new king arose up that didn't even know our father Yosef. When it talks about our faith in Egypt, all it says in the 40th verse, now the sojourner. Why? Because that's where we live for that amount of time. Of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt for 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even until the day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yah went out for the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed. And people don't even observe that night. Unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt, this is that night of Yah to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. Here it is. We're reading about dreams that we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that actually happened. That actually has and is coming to pass. But these false dreams, let me just show you a scripture about these false dreams. And I'm going to just read to you this last dream. In the book of Isaiah 29, watch what this says. And this is how I see it. This is how the scripture sees the dreams of today. Especially the one in particular for today. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 29, chapter Start at the 7th verse. No, let's start at the 7th verse. And it says, and a multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her, and her munition, and that distress her, shall be at the turning of the night vision. And what is Ariel? Well, Ariel is a description. It means fire. And what you think our team and our house would describe as the line of Yehuda. And watch what it says. It shall even be as when a hungry man wants it says, this shall be as the dream of a night vision. And watch this, I want you to see how this dream is described. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams. And behold, he is. Yeah, he's eaten because this is just a dream. But he awakes and his soul is empty. And here he is, we in 2017, 2018 now. And our soul's still empty. We're still protesting stuff. We're protesting it. In Salem, Alabama. We're still crossing bridges. We're still marching. All over the world. In other words, our souls are still empty. Or, as when a thirsty man drinks, and behold, he drinks it. Yeah, he's drinking. But it's just a drink. Wake it and behold, he has faint. And his soul has appetite. So shall the multitude of other nations be that fight against Mount Zion. They think these things are going down, but it's just a journey. They're not going to be fulfilled. The dreams that will be fulfilled is the word of Yah. For Yah said, his word will not come back unto him void. And watch what it says in the night verse. Stay yourself and wonder. Cry me out of trouble. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yah has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep. And what is the spirit of deep sleep? The spirit of deep sleep is when a man, he really woke. He's actually walking around, walking, doing things. But he sleeps because of that zip, he's not even woke. It's like he's drinking. And I close your eyes is open, but really they're not, they're closed. The prophet and the ruler, the seer, has he come. That's why the prophet, that's why people can tell you about certain visions and dreams, because their eyes are closed anyway. So they can see certain things. And here it is. Nobody's telling you about the dreams that we tell you about, the visions that everyone is telling you about. We the people of the book. We the people where 400 years of affliction and servitude matters. We the people. We the people that were in Egypt. Sojourn. For 430 years. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is silent and reads it by prayer. He said, I cannot for this seal.
And all this is a secret. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned. Same reason I prayed, and he said, I am not learned. Wherefore, Yahshua, for as much as these people draw near with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of me. And here it is, not people talking about hallelujah and praise the most God and let Yahweh be magnified. Their heart is not with the Most High. Just because they said a bunch of words, then we read to you the beginning, dreams coming from the multitude of business and a fool, the multitude of words. The Creator lets us know that if you had His word, let me show you. In the book of Jeremiah 23. Just want you to see what Yahweh says when you have His word. In the book of Jeremiah 23, just show you this real quick. In the 16th verse, Jeremiah 23:16, thus just shall go. Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of God. And this is what we're telling you what best is God. They say, steal unto them that despise you. Yah has said, ye shall have peace. In other words, you're the winner. And to others, you got peace, you're going to have peace. And to others, we're going to be locked hand in hand and arm, singing the old Negro spiritual. We have overcome, and we ain't overcame nothing. Christ can't even lock arms to arms again, let alone the world. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon him. For who have stood in the counsel of God and have perceived and heard his word, who have marked his word and heard it? Behold, the whirlwind of God is come forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of God shall not turn until he hath executed, until he hath performed the thought of this on. And in latter days ye shall consider it perfect. I have not sent these prophets yet, they work. I have not spoken to them yet, they prophesy. But if they have stood in my and call up my people to hear my words, then they shall turn them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. And my Elohim, my hand to Jah, and not a Elohim before all. Yeah, you should turn people from evil. You should have people around singing poems and singing songs about prophets, about rulers, about messengers, about anybody, the ruler of our people. You shouldn't have people calling people, slandering people, and calling rumors about people. No, these are evil things that a man that has the spirit of Elohim turns people from the evil of his doing. This is Yahweh's message. In the last book in the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter. One of the top, I had a dream. And what is this dream? Well, this dream is the dream that Yahweh himself produced to establish that not only we are the people, but the whole earth shall be blessed in us. In the book of Daniel, just want you to see that this was a dream. And this is what it says in the first verse. Daniel was out in church the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, dead and in a dream. And the visions that were seen upon his face. Then he wrote the dream and told the son of the night. And I'm going to get right to the point because I just want you to see. This is a dream. In the 23rd verse, this is what it says. Shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, shred it down, break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And this is all history, but not history. It was produced from a dream. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall signs and laws, and they shall be given unto us until the time and time and the dividing of time, where the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away the men to consume and destroy unto the king, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is about that of peace. And all the midst shall serve and obey him. Here too is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation must trouble me, my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. So, brothers and sisters, if you want to celebrate truth, let's celebrate the truth that is true. Let's celebrate the truth that has come to pass. Let's celebrate the truth that you and I are recipients of. And let us not get caught up in the journey of a hungry man that one day will wake up still hungry, and a thirsty man that will wake up just to find out that he still had faith and it was only the truth. So until tomorrow, y'all love it, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.